A White County man was arrested Thursday night after police found alleged stolen property in his car. According to a police report, officers were dispatched to intercept a vehicle that was being driven by a male subject that was reported to be harassing a Knox woman into selling a vehicle. The officer intercepted the vehicle at U.S. 35 and Toto Road and found the vehicle to have false and fictitious plates. A traffic stop was conducted where the driver, John Grigsby, was found to have a suspended license. As Grigsby was being arrested for the charge of driving while suspended prior, the reporting officer found a large amount of aluminum wire with a hard rubber coating that would commonly be associated with farm irrigation systems or a wholesale supply company. After an investigation, it was learned that this type of wire was stolen from Vulcan Materials Company in Monon on Wednesday, March 30th. The case has been turned over to the Detectives Bureau for further investigation. John Grigsby of Monon was arrested on preliminary charges of driving while suspended prior, burglary, and possession of stolen property. A Knox man was arrested this week after police found him driving a stolen vehicle. According to the police report on March 24th, Roland McVee reported his truck stolen. He was sitting at his kitchen table when two male subjects came walking into his kitchen from his back room. He asked them how they got in, and they said their daughter had been bitten by a dog. McVee said he didn't own a dog, and he got up from the table and started walking toward them. They turned around and took off running out the back door. He later looked out and saw his truck missing. His keys were missing from the key hook that hangs next to the back door. The vehicle was a 1997 teal-colored Ford pickup truck. On Friday, Stark County Sheriff's deputies located the stolen truck in the CVS parking lot and found Brandon King to be the driver. In a discussion with a witness, police gathered evidence that King went to McVee's home and allegedly stole the keys and the truck. Police also found items used to manufacture methamphetamine in the vehicle. He also had reportedly stole some of the items from CVS prior to the officer's arrival. Brandon King was arrested and has preliminary charges of auto theft, burglary, possession of precursors, and theft. He has a $100,000 surety bond. An Idaville, Indiana man was arrested after a two-day manhunt in Pulaski County. On Monday, March 28th at 10:09 p.m. Eastern Time, Pulaski County Deputy Ryan Austin stopped a vehicle for a traffic violation in the area of County Roads 700 West and 500 South. The passenger immediately exited and fled on foot into the darkness. The driver, Jacqueline S. Mayhill, age 31 of Monticello, was taken into custody and arrested for possession of methamphetamine. The passenger was identified as Charles Douglas Warren, age 47 of Idaville, and was not immediately captured. A manhunt using canines was eventually called off at 1:30 a.m. On Tuesday, March 29th, a broken window was discovered at Paul's Chapel in Pulaski County. When deputies arrived, a subject matching the description of Warren fled into a nearby woods. A second manhunt, consisting of officers from several police agencies, including a state police helicopter, were used during the manhunt. At 6 p.m., officers received new information of Warren's location, and he was taken into custody without incident. Warren was wanted in Pulaski and White counties for numerous felony charges, mostly involving drug activity. 33 cockfight enthusiasts were sentenced in Knox City Court Thursday. The men were charged with a misdemeanor count of attending an animal fighting contest. They attended a cockfight in Stark County in February. Judge Charles Hasner will fine the men $200 apiece plus $180 in restitution to the Stark County Humane Society for putting the roosters down and $164 in court costs. In all, 58 were scheduled for sentencing Thursday, 13 were waiting on attorneys, and others didn't show up. The men were prosecuted by Stark County Prosecutor Nicholas Boroff and his deputy, Jonathan Pratt. The town of Culver is planning some improvements to their sewer system, including a new IDEM water treatment plant. The town council signed the permit for the construction of the plant on March 29th, and they expect to have all the paperwork submitted and the project to be ready for bid within the next 2 weeks. The Office of Community and Rural Affairs, or OCRA, has given the town of Culver a grant for the construction of the plant and expects the entire project to be finished within the next 18 months. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management will review the construction permit, and if they require a change of the plant's design, the council may have to make a change order or take more bids on the project. OCRA does want all bids to be in by April 30th, and the bid is expected to be awarded in May. Oregon Davis School Superintendent Dr. Steve Disney will be taking over the reins of the Mishawaka Community School District in the near future. WKVI News caught up with the superintendent in his Oregon Davis office yesterday and congratulated him on his new position. He said he will miss the community.
I just want to thank Everyone in the Oregon Davis community, the school board here and the teaching staff, been a tremendous experience, and we've had four terrific great years, and it's sad, but yet happy. It's a new start, a goal that I've always had of running a large corporation, but we've just done some tremendous things here and built so many good relationships. I mean, just the people, the community. I'm Mabel Paul and her family. It's just been a great community to be a part of.
He said he was proud of what has been accomplished at Oregon Davis over the past 4 years, including the opening of New Tech High School.
We have districts coming from all around the state to look at and say, how did you do this? What are you doing? Trying to now model. Right now, Plymouth is looking to try to model some of the things that Oregon Davis is doing. And, you know, that speaks highly of what's going on here. Plymouth now following our suit and going with transition to the Apples. And they're also looking at trying to start up a New Tech High School, as well as Culver and some of these schools. And so it's nice that we have now raised the bar.
Disney was also complimentary of others in the corporation, including the school board.
Jerry Parrish has been on for years. Shirley Budka, Mike Kuiper, and two new members. Chris Lawrence has taken the president's role and doing a fantastic job. Seth Hewitt, I just cannot say enough about the people. I mean, we have teachers like Chris Hines and Bonnie Goose and Christy Vandermark at the high school, Donna Flocker, Mrs. Awald. I mean, there have been tremendous things happen here in the last few years.
Giving back to the community is being taught early in the Culver school system. For the third year in a row, all sixth graders at Culver participated in what has been titled Soup for the Soul. Last year, $3,500 was raised for community charities, and this year's event raised $3,000, with more coming in daily. Missy Trent began the promotion that is kicked off each year with the Soup for the Soul dinner. The soup bowls that are designed by the students are then auctioned off. Donations are also accepted following the dinner. Last year, the proceeds were distributed evenly to both the Marshall and Stark County Humane Societies, the food pantries in both counties, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The first year's donation was given to the Heminger House, a Marshall County spousal abuse center. The students wore specially designed T-shirts emblazoned with Super Kids doing super things. The Max and Cucky Players are looking for more than singers and dancers for their 2011 summer production of Nonsense, the mega musical. Director Becky Lichty says the group is looking for two piano players as well. Call her at 574-941-2343 for information. Auditions for roles are scheduled Saturday, May 7th in the choir room at the Culver High School. There are acting and singing roles for about a half a dozen adults and roles for many chorus members. Ms. Lichty says a lot of singing and reasonable dancing is required by the entire cast. Unfortunately, this show does not have parts for younger children. There will be 12 performances of the show, 6 in Argus in late July, 2 in North Judson, 2 in Bremen, and 2 in Culver, all on August weekends. Knox, North Judson, Sam Pier, and Oregon Davis students will be competing in the annual Drug-Free Double Dare event on Sunday, April 3rd at 1:30 p.m. Central Time at the Knox Middle School. Knox Middle School Guidance Counselor Chris Ross tells us about the event.
Drug-Free Double Dare is based on the concept of the Nickelodeon Double Dare. We give it an anti-drug twist. The students will receive study guides, information about different types of drugs. Then on Sunday, the students will then answer questions based on what they've studied.
Mr. Ross explains the game.
If they answer it correct, they will get a certain number of points. If they don't know the answer, they could dare the other team to answer it. And if they don't answer it, then it goes to a physical challenge. Physical challenges tend to get real messy. Passing spam, but they can't use their hands. They have to use their chins. Twinkie races, trying to stick marshmallows to a peanut butter face. The kids really enjoy it and learn a lot at the same time.
The public is invited to attend the event, and I will be the MC for the event. Reporting from the WKBI Information Center, I'm Anita Gooden.